Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you now.
You know, we really are. And has it been a few months since we've been here live? Wow. You know, talk about quantum space and time. And really, that's what we're diving into today. We have been literally living in fifth dimensional space. I'm sure all of you are eager to talk about it. And remember, our lines are open. Give us a call, get in the queue. If the lines are busy, as soon as we take a caller, call right back and get in the queue so that we can get you into the show.
You know, there's this old joke that sometimes people say, hey, you're just taking up space. You know, what I've learned is it actually has turned around. Space is taking up me. that this whole fifth dimensional space thing is quite spacey, to say the least. And we're going to explore a little bit about what it's like to be living in an altered state when the altered becomes your normal.
Yeah, you know, that's really the truth. And one of the things that's just so powerful is that when we moved here, you know, just a quick recap, if you're a first-time listener or you haven't been with us before, Sri and I have been very, very blessed. You know, it seems that part of our mission in our life has been to live in all of the Americas. You know, we have lived in North America, we have lived in Central America, and we are kind of finishing our lives up here in South America. And we were giggling the other day that we've really kind of gone to, quote, the end of the earth.
End of the earth. Well, let's just say that we're doing our best to be thorough with the Americas.
Indeed. And to really harness the gift, you know, one of the things that's happened was we've had so many emails and so much support, and thank you all for that, has been, why did you leave Guatemala so suddenly? What is it that brought you down to Uruguay? What's going on? Why are you there? So we wanted to take a moment and chat about that because it really was Terra Nostra Essina, that literally, you want to talk about something reaching out, grabbing you and saying you must be here now. It was the fifth dimensional portal of this land.
You know, I think many of you can relate to sometimes in your dream space or in your quiet moments, you get a pull, a sense that, wait a minute, I think I need to change jobs or change houses or move to a new location. You know, there's that intuitive pull that begins to take form. Well, if you can imagine that and then turn up the volume a little, that's what Kira and I experienced.
Turn it up a lot.
Is we got this intuitive pull that, okay, we're now complete with Guatemala and there's work awaiting us. There's something awaiting us down south.
And you know, a lot of people think that we left Guatemala really suddenly. And the reality is that when spirit calls, who are we to say no? You know, and I guess it is a free will zone. You can always say no. Yet for us, you know, it was really quite fascinating. Sri had this overwhelming desire to go to South America. When we tuned into it, we knew we needed to come down. Kind of ironic, like when we moved to Guatemala, we thought we were coming down here for a vacation and discovered Terra Nostra. And one of the things that we can share with you is that here we are in the post-lunar eclipse supermoon world, right? So remember that in this post-supermoon world, especially on, if you remember that we had this full supermoon lunar eclipse on Sunday, the 27th of September, how many of you are noticing that as of Monday, the 28th, everything has changed? I mean, everything has changed. Well, we've noticed that here as well. Not only has the fifth dimension anchored in a profound way, it's profoundly big, I think is the word I want to say. You know, it's grown leaps and bounds.
Absolutely. You know, many people remember or talk about the harmonic convergence of 1987. And for those that were participating consciously in that event, there was a moment there that felt like a communion or a synergy. And I don't think the full understanding of what happened came until later. Well, I would venture to say that the supermoon experience of 2015
2019 is equally pivotal for our planet, that a shift has come to us, that an energy pulse has embraced our planet, and that many people now are discovering what has it done? What is the momentum? What is the opening upon us? And we're going to talk more about that as this hour proceeds. However, I want you to just breathe in for a moment and wrap around the notion that you are being propelled. You are being supported, yeah. And together we're sorting this out.
You know, we really are. And I have to smile that, you know, Sri and I have been out there doing this work for a long time. And one of the gifts was, we kind of giggle about it now, was about 10 years ago, which I kind of giggle and go, oh my goodness, we delivered a series of messages called Living in the Fifth Dimension. And as we look at these messages now, they were truly delivered for this moment in history. They were truly a call that said, okay, you've basically got 10 years to get ready. And you know, and here we are in this 2015 through 2022, a very powerful ascension portal. The fifth dimension is here now. And we feel very blessed, very grateful to have had all of this to prepare us to live full time in the fifth dimension. And there are a lot of things that happen when you let go of the mind, so to speak. You know, the reality is that the earth has twinned. It's not twinning. The earth has twinned. The dimensions are very rich. And how you choose to anchor will determine your life experience.
And so when we're talking about the earth has twinned, one thing to add to your inner visuals is the notion that density, meaning 3D, is still here.
Oh, yeah.
Density is still here. Fifth dimensional experience, that's here too. Now, how is it that they both can be here?
Well,
and the response is, which one do you want to align with?
And what about the fourth, right? I already hear you. I hear a lot of you guys going, well, wait a minute. You're talking about the third. You're talking about the fifth. What about the fourth? Well, you know, we started talking about the fourth dimension a couple of years ago now. And if you hit up our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, get there, subscribe, pay attention. There's a video there that talks about the collapse of the fourth dimension, because the energy of the fourth dimension, the astral energy, is very, very strong. Now, it brings us kind of full circle to today's subject, which is, what is it like to live in the fifth dimension? What is it like to literally live, breathe, eat, sleep, exist in fifth dimensional energy? Well, a couple words come to mind, and we have some beautiful guests with us here today that are also going to be sharing, but a couple words come to mind for me, Sri. The first word that comes to mind for me is intense, life-altering, great gratitude, yet there is a moment of presence that it demands the ability to always stay, if we were to look at the pyramid of spiritual awakening, to constantly keep your presence in ascension awareness.
Well, yeah, I agree with what you've shared, but I also want to add that fifth dimensional living is truly about a refinement of your priorities. Because remember, what you look at seems to intensify. If we're focused on conflict and emotional struggle, which are third dimensional qualities, we're definitely going to see every bit of unfinished business that's stored in our tissues. If we're focused on peace, if we're focused on joy and the expansion of love, we're going to see the future turn into the present as a ripening of spaciousness, as a ripening of joy.
Yep.
And so now that's the big concept. Here's the day-to-day.
Uh-oh. Da-da-da-da. Here's the day-to-day.
As you breathe in, where do your thoughts go?
That's a big one. You know, as you breathe in, where do your thoughts go? Because, you know, I want to make this really personal. You know, living here at Terra Nostra Esti Na is such a blessing. You know, Sri and I, we are on 50 very magical acres. We've been told, it was funny, the other day, we had a gentleman here who said, you know, you guys should just really turn this into a big crystal mine and just start selling all the crystals. Well, it turns out we're actually living on a bed of crystals. And that's very, very exciting. We didn't know that when we came here, but it's obviously part of what called us here. We have found ancient temples on this property that people did not know were here, because there are very, very, very few indigenous left here in Uruguay. We are very blessed that we have literally hundreds, I mean hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of parrots and incredible wildlife. We're also becoming an animal sanctuary. We've recently adopted some new animals here. One of them you may have already connected with, our beautiful little lamb, Sophia DePaz, who really at this point believes she's one of our dogs.
she hangs out and she tries to come. Well, she used to come in the house.
Yeah, she still tries to come in the house, guys, every time I open the door.
But the puppies and the sheep all travel together as a little herd, and they all are identified with each other. And it's very sweet to see how they cohabitate. There's
no
competition.
It really is. And we're also very blessed that we have two pure streams running here. Our drinking water is so pure that even the local chemists, the people that did at the lab, were stunned at how pure our water is because it's running through clear crystals. Imagine that this water is so pure that it's constantly running through crystals and then coming up. So when you drink water like that, it also affects your DNA. So the entire, it's like a mini ecosystem here that keeps self-sustaining the higher frequencies. Now, the blessing of that is that if you have surrendered into ascension consciousness, ascension awareness, and living in fifth dimensional space, then it's very supportive. If you are very much entrenched in third dimension, you cannot be here. And I have to giggle because we've had a really hard time. We've needed contractors here to help get some rooms ready for those of you that want to come visit us. And Terra Nostra, the energy is so high that we've had very few people that can stay here for more than a day or two.
What happens when you're holding a high frequency space is that to those who are able to be, meaning to lift into that frequency, they find it supportive. For those that are not able to lift because they're not in their heart space, perhaps they're living from a place of competition or fear or greed or these polarities that we discussed in the class that we recently shared, the seven polarities of free will. If those polarities are prominent in an individual and they come to this sanctuary, they'll find themselves uncomfortable.
Yet we've been so blessed because on the other side, now we're talking about like some workers that we've invited here, and we have a couple that are just amazing that have actually moved in and have been living here for over a month now. But on the flip side, we've had so many beautiful people come and visit to the point where they cry when they leave. Incredible experiences at the temple, sunsets and sunrises that are extraordinary. Bear in mind that here at Terra Nostra Sina, we are also very, very blessed that we have zero, and I mean literally zero, noise pollution, zero light pollution. So you know what that means for the stars.
Big stars.
Big. I mean, more stars than you ever. We thought we had a lot of stars in Guatemala. Take that times 10. It's quiet. There's zero environmental pollution. There's no chemtrails. Woohoo! So our everything around us supports this crystalline energy. And the people that have come to heal, the people that have come to just be, all leave with such beautiful, powerful energy experiences that we're delighted and honored that starting in December, you can come hang out here and join us if you like. Because when you start living in fifth dimensional energy, your DNA realigns.
So one of the reasons we're sharing this with you is not only to share our experiences, and we wish for you to tune in, because as we tune into the thinner air, as we tune in to the higher vibrational frequencies, we begin to hone our own discernment filters. You begin to be able to look at your life, look at your experiences with more wisdom. For as you're on a path of self-ascension, it's important that you make good choices, mm-hmm. choices that nourish you. And when we're a little bit confused or dulled or hypnotized, we often make choices that are not of the highest order. However, when we're clear, when we've done healing work, when we've tuned into the fifth dimensional spaces, our clarity is enhanced.
Yeah, it's and really enhanced.
And it ripples into every aspect of our life.
You know, this is so true. And one of the things that we would suggest is that if you have not already done it, start growing at least one thing that you can eat. I don't care if it's parsley, you know, but yet if you live in an apartment, get a little pot, but put some crystals in it. Crystallize the energy. Put the earth in. Energize it. Call forth fifth dimensional energy with that blessing. You know, we can share with you that anything that you eat that is grown in fifth dimensional energy helps to support it because it's part of nourishing your life. You know, we're very blessed here. We walk out of the door in the morning and pick oranges, grapefruits, lemons. We have figs out there. We have tangerines. I mean, you name it, it's out there. The other day I was walking through the gardens and came back in with a big old hunk of parsley or chard or whatever happens to be blooming. And the key is that when we give ourselves the gift of ingesting light and ingesting food that has been grown in fifth dimensional space, then we help our DNA. Another thing you can do is crystallize your water. You know, we're very blessed that all the water here is running out of our taps. We're showering, drinking, living in this crystallized pure water. Well, if you're drinking water that's less than that, create a crystalline water field. You know, these are tangible things you can do that really make a difference. And as you do, and as you reconnect, the next thing is the sun. You know, the sun here is incredibly big and beautiful, and give yourself the gift of at least 15 minutes a day in the sun. You know, I know if you're afraid of the sun or you have sun issues, at least gift yourself maybe 7 minutes at one time, 7 minutes at another time. Connect with the sun and call in what the archangelic realm calls the lumens of divine crystalline light. When we look at those seven polarities of free will and our ascension, and this again, this is the class we just taught. Remember, you could have joined us for free, or we're now making available as a home study. It's a whopping $11. Go get this class, Ascension and the Seven Polarities of Free Will. Because when you understand the destructive forces of free will and the co-creative forces of free will, your ascension energy anchors and you're able to hold the space of fifth dimension, thereby not being affected by, let's face it, there's a lot of dense experiences happening on the planet right now.
Absolutely. And so I know each of you are having your own experiences. We're delighted to be able to share with you some glimpses of what we're co-creating here. And we certainly invite you to tune in with Terra Nostra SC Na and see if you can't find a little space to come visit us and receive this nourishment for yourselves.
You know, absolutely. And, you know, we have a lot more to say, including about the, you know, when you're living in fifth dimensional space, a lot of things get very tangible, such as a phenomenon, what people would call UFO experiences. And we have a lot more to share. But, you know, one of the things that we love about our program is the fact that we have the most amazing audience on the planet.
And absolutely. Our lines right at the moment are full. But as we talk with people and their call is completed, that means a call freed up. So for those of you that are listening that would like to dial in, pay attention.
Absolutely. And of course, we welcome your questions and we're offering mini soul readings. And Sri, I think we should just say hello to some beautiful people.
Absolutely. Let's begin that process right now. We're going to head to line one and say hello to Fran from British Columbia.
Namaste, Fran. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's our pleasure. How can we serve you?
I called for a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad that you did. You know, as I'm connecting with your energy, it's so funny. What I'm seeing, it's kind of fascinating. I'm seeing your eyes, and over one eye, it looks like a big white puffy cloud. And over the other eye, it's totally clear. And the message that I'm getting is that the two must be one, that it, that the way that you're gazing at your life right now is still has... It's like cloudy and clear, cloudy and clear, cloudy and clear, and that the two must be one. And so they're saying that it's important for you to literally, like they're putting up their hand and they're saying, stop, take a big breath before you make any decisions and ask, have I cleared my energy and am I unified within myself? And if you get a yes, then move forward with your intuition. And that this little practice, if you practice it a lot, is going to clear out a lot of questions in your life right now. So I'm really grateful that you called, Fran. Thank you for connecting with us.
Thank you so much. That's very helpful.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. Namaste.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, bye-bye. Each and every one of us, as you listen to these callers, find the part of it that's true for you, because we are all in a shared reality and we are all learning how to line up our vision. We're all learning the path of healing.
And, you know, especially, and I love that, I love with Fran, you know, especially with fifth dimensional experiences here now, guys, all bets are off, you know, and especially in this post the post world of this supermoon eclipse. Remember also that for October, and we're going to leave this show up all in October because Sri and I are actually going to be in India doing a very sacred energy pilgrimage this month. We're still in active retrograde energy until October 9th, and we're going to be in the quote shadow of the retrograde until most of the month. So this is a wonderful month of presence, of reigniting your presence.
Absolutely. So let's head to line two, and we're going to say hi to Robert from California.
Namaste, Robert. Welcome.
Well, hello. It's good to speak with you again.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice.
I'm looking for a mini reading, but within that, I have a little bit of a question I'm going to insert into this today. I am also thinking about some relocation. I've been going to Mount Shasta through the years, and it has been a consideration. Wanted to see if you have any feelings about that energy for me. Sedona, Arizona is another area that could be a possibility, but not as resonant to Sedona as to the Mount Shasta.
Well, you know, I love that you're asking this question, Robert. And if it's safe for you to do so, I'd like to invite you to just maybe bring a hand to your heart and to close your eyes, because one of the things they're showing me is they are showing me a mountainy area, and it's much greener than Sedona. As far as where your heart is being called to right now, the move is imminent, pardon me. But the one thing, the very first thing that they said as you started sharing was, it's not a question of if you're going to move, you must move. Your energy is absolutely, it's kind of like when Sri and I were drawn down here. There's a propulsion energy of your mission. And the reason I had you put your hand on your heart is I actually almost feel a compression on the chest right now. That is really like, it's like your breath, your passion, your heart is saying, I must do this. I am ready. And you have a bigger mission ahead of you with this move. But yeah, for sure, it's going to be kind of a mountainy area, definitely green. Is it exactly up near Mount Shasta? Could be. Could very well be. Based on what they're showing me, but they're showing me like a very specific area that's probably where you're going to find your home. So I think follow your guidance and keep moving forward. You might want to go have a little explore. They're saying go form your own exploratory committee. That's what they're telling me. Just go have some fun. Thanks for
Sounds
calling,
good.
Robert.
Thanks very much.
Namaste. Bye-bye. Wow. You know, it's so funny that in this fifth dimensional energy, people are called. You know, we start understanding what's happening in our lives, and it's important to pay attention to that.
Absolutely. And if you're called to move, get on with it.
You know, it's kind of like you and I. It was like, you know, we heard it, we knew it, we just acted upon it.
It's amazing how our conventional mind will immediately jump in and say, but that's not practical.
Well,
you know, I have bills
it?
To pay, I have contracts, I have rental agreements,
right,
I have X, Y, and Z.
Or I'm attached to this, or I'm afraid. You know, think about it, guys. Remember that the energy of the third dimension is where fear exists. Where is there a fear-dominated culture? In the third dimension. That's what's going to trap us in war. That's what's going to trap us in those darker polarities. That's what's going to trap us in literally an insanity. I mean, let's face it. There's a lot of things happening in the third dimension right now that look insane. Yet when you flip over and anchor in the fifth dimension, there's an opportunity to actually move through this.
And so one of the things that I invite you all to do right now is to take a conscious breath, because we're going to keep moving.
Nice.
And we're going to head over to line three right now and say hi to Risa from San Diego.
Oh, namaste, Risa. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Oh, we're delighted to hear your
voice. Thank you. I love what you said about refining of priorities now. Because anyway, I think I'm headed in that direction, but I still need some direction. So I would like a mini reading, and within the mini reading, the question is this a good time to refinance at this particular moment?
You know, Risa, I'm just going to share with you what they've said to me right now. They said yes with an exclamation point. Mm-hmm. And like now, like don't even wait. Like there's something coming up that if you're going to do it, act on it. Don't second guess yourself. Act on it. And that's all I can share with you. You are such an amazing being on the planet. You really are. And all I can share with you is just feel how much we love you. Know how supported you are. You have very strong beings around you right now, but they're all kind of pushing you, saying, come on, you know what to do. Go do it. And so go do it, Risa. And I'm so glad you called, honey. Namaste.
Thank you. Have a wonderful trip.
Thank you, sweetheart. We will. Bye-bye.
Many blessings indeed. You know, it is an interesting time in the density world because Many of us know that the, especially the United States economy, because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency on the planet.
You know, even down here in Uruguay, they're always asking you pesos or dollars.
and in virtually every country we've ever traveled to, dollars is almost equal to the local currency. And the good news of that is that you can use your change. You know, you can use your money. The other news about that is every other country in the world is helping to support the dollar. Now, what I'm leading to is while the dollar itself is fundamentally weak, at the current moment, the dollar is very strong. It's a great time to use the system if you need to use the system.
Yeah, take advantage of it, because remember, guys, this is all third dimensional reality, isn't it? You know, one of the beautiful things is that we really are living in this fifth dimensional world where each one of us has the co-creative capacity to command the light. So be careful about what you doubt and put your attention. The minute you find yourself doubting, just kind of giggle and look at yourself and go, oh, wait a minute here. I'm not doubting. I'm just remembering that at some point I used to live in the third dimension. So let me now flip that doubt into trust and move forward and allow yourself to be supported. You want to take another caller, Sheree?
Well, we'll do one more, and then I'm going to ask the mythical, mystical question of, does the fifth dimension have yellow pages? Because the third dimensional part says, how do I find my way?
Oh, you know what? We're not even going into the internet piece of this. I'll tell you that. Well, let's take another call.
All righty. We're going to head to line four and say hi to Allison from San Diego.
Namaste, Allison. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. I love you guys so much. Thank you for all the tools that you provide. And I really feel like I'm resonating with the fifth dimension. If I could please have a mini read for my highest and best to see what I can do to best serve, I would love that. Thank you.
Oh, sweetheart. Whew, take a deep breath and relax. And as you were sharing all of that right now, it was so funny. Everything that they just kept saying the word love. It was like love, 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 love. And they're taking the word love in front of me right now, and it's like L-O-V-E, and they're saying, I'm just trying to understand this because they're saying it to me so quickly, but it's the L is like let, the O, let only vocal emissions. Okay, so let only vocal emissions. What they're saying that your love means that every word you speak is how you are going to be able to help others more. And that's why they're saying it. It's let only vocal emissions be love. It's like the love of the love. And that the more that you pay attention to how you express yourself, the more that you will start expressing, the more that others will pay attention. And it's kind of like A will lead to B, will lead to C, will lead to D. It's like every word you say is a teaching moment for yourself and those around you. And they're giggling and they're putting you in front of a big blackboard right now. And you've got these big glasses on and you're holding up a big piece of chalk and you're doing L-O-V-E. And so L-O-V-E, my angel, I'm grateful you called.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, many blessings indeed. You know, one of the things that as we're moving through time and space together right now, I want to come back to some of the experiences of living in a true crystalline bubble.
It's wild, guys. I mean, it's wild.
You know, I'm sure many of you can relate to the idea of creating a sacred space in your home, to create an altar, to create a meditation room or healing room, whatever that might be, and to use your crystals to grid it, to make it beautiful, and that when you walk in there, you feel beautiful. You feel uplifted. Well, now imagine that your whole neighborhood's that way.
Imagine 50 acres of that, because that's what we have here. And, you know, I want to share that we have some beautiful people here with us today. We have Adrian and Claudia Rohrer sitting right here with us. And you have already met Adrian and Claudia. And if not, you need to meet them. Just go watch our YouTube video with all of the October messages. But this beautiful young couple, similar to Sheree and I, the minute they connected with Terra Nostra SE Na, they used to live in San Diego. They felt the call so strong that they said, okay, they wrote us and said, we're coming. And we said, you're coming, you bet. And here's what's so cool is that as they have arrived here, and we thought it might be nice for them to share a little bit about their experiences as well. Some of you may have already seen some pictures of Terra Nostra SE Na. And if not, you can go, and I'm going to apologize right now. Our website is really out of date, but you can at least go connect with it. Just go to terranostraretreat.com, and it is out of date, but you can at least connect. Adrian, and specifically, has kind of taken over our incredible temple of self-ascension. You know, one of the gifts of this property was that when we were blessed to become the new custodians of it, it already had a small little, I guess some people call it a church, we're calling it a temple. But Adrian has done magic with this, including shifting the adornments at the top to gold. He's correct. He's not only loving it, he's shifting the energies of it. And this is one of the gifts, is that when you first drive up into Terra Nostra, one of the first things that greets you is this radiant temple of self-ascension. And of course, it's a universal temple. So we're very excited about Adrian's love and what he's been doing with it and taking time out there. So Adrian, welcome to Extreme Care Live.
Hello, yes.
Yeah, welcome. So Adrian, what's it like working in the temple?
Well, it's really, like a meditation, a working meditation. I find myself often being mindful of every stroke of the brush, often find myself chanting, trying to infuse the paint with, you know, with the energy of Shiva and you know, the energies of self-ascension. And yeah, it's really just a practice of being mindful and conscious in the moment.
Well, it's really showing. I mean, the temple is just shifting so much. And, you know, Adrian is here with his beautiful wife, Claudia. And of course, Sri and I had the blessing of marrying Claudia and Adrian at the Self-Ascension Sanctuary in Guatemala. Yes. So it's really kind of beautiful to have the two of you here.
What a blessing indeed that was.
Thank you. And so what was it like, Claudia, to go, oh my gosh, we're leaving San Diego? I mean, you worked in a law firm, right? You know, and your days were spent being in a law firm and very traditional. And now you're down here in your jeans and you're playing with the lambs and playing with the land and running around doing all these things. I mean, you look gorgeous, but how does that feel to have shifted that way?
It was quite a change. It's from going to this, from this 8-to-5 schedule where you know what's happening every day. You're just so much in the density, although still, you know, mindful with your practices and where you want to be. But it was a big change. There was some fear, you know, the ego just yelling, saying, why? It's not that bad over here. You know, you have fun sometimes. You have people. This is safe. Just stay here.
Mm.
And it just was like the soul that had kind of slapped me and say, there's so much more out there waiting for you. If you don't take this chance, you will always regret this.
Well, I think that's a really powerful comment.
Absolutely. Well, you know, staying safe is something we all get to feel attracted to and have to overcome, because it's not about lack of safety in making the move. It's the unknown. You know, it's that gap between the current normal and the new normal.
Well, you know, and I think about the word safe, that in our 7 polarities class, we actually taught a new way of being safe, right? A more ascended presence of safe. So let me ask the two of you this. Now that you've made the leap, you've been living here for several months now, and you're really just flourishing here. What have you noticed in your life that's different? I mean, I know you talk often about how, gosh, it's so great to look up and there's no chemtrails. and Adrian, you've commented more than once about how quiet it is at night, or that, you know, your noise pollution is parrots, you know. What is it that you're noticing in your own lives as far as your fifth dimensional living experience?
Well, for me, it's really been a journey of walking through my fears and really anchoring into trust and surrender. Being here in this environment, I mean, it really forces you to anchor in your surrender, to trust that, you know, the process will work out. Yeah.
How about you, Claudia?
Well, for me, it's quite similar, and it's really about, you know, having the ego be in peace, a little more quiet when it wants to rebel and say no, because it happens here.
You're in the act up.
It's you in the fifth dimensional energy, and you're floating. You're all nice, and then suddenly, just the ego just hits you, and then you're like upset, or you're like, "What came over me?" And especially when you leave Terra Nostra, you know, it is so tangible, the third dimensional energy, and once you get back, it's like a
a breath of fresh air, you know.
But it's great, and it's just trust and surrender.
You know, it really is. And I know you've also had, Adrian, I'm looking at you, I know you've had some wild experiences here in your dream time and sleep time. We've talked about that. And Sri and I have had some wild times, and we're going to talk about that. But I see that our lines are full again. So why don't we say hello to a few more people, Sri?
Absolutely, we'll do that. You know, and I'm just thinking of those wild times. I want to tell you all about a UFO experience.
Oh, my
God.
But
we'll wait another 10 minutes.
Now, guys, I will share this with you. Nishri and I have had, you know, when we lived in Guatemala, we had tons. Of course, when we lived in New Mexico, we had so many. It was part of why we left, because we got tired of the military showing up all the time. But we have had here, I think, bar none.
It's a whole different quality.
The single most profound connection we've ever had. But let's take some callers first.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line 5, and we'll say hi to Susan from Charlottesville.
Namaste, Susan. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Sri and Kira. I would love a mini soul reading, but I also just want to say that I joined the Miracle Team when I realized how invested I was in the outcome of your visit to South America, which is now Terra Nostra, and I'm just so glad I did. You guys have just been so supportive and loving, and I just always get the messages I need just at exactly the right time, like yesterday, the dimensional dementia. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God, that's it. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate you both so much.
Oh, Susan, thank you so much. And, you know, I my heart is just so big around you, because truly everyone who's just a part of the Miracle Team, it brings tears to my eyes every time I listen to any of you. The love that you carry, the miracle presence that you're affecting on the planet for yourself and for Gaia and for others is really so, it's almost overwhelming. And if in some small way Sri and I can support that through the weekly messages and all the other things you get in the Miracle Team, then thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Now let's get to your reading, because one of the things that I'm seeing around you right now, it's funny, they're saying, if it is healthy, it will bloom and grow. And so what they're meaning by that, they're saying, if it is healthy, it will bloom and grow. And the first thing around that is you, that it's very important for you to be paying attention to your health. Now, they're saying this is not limited to your physical health. This is your physical health, of course, but it's your spiritual health. It's your emotional health. If it is healthy, it will grow. And so they're saying, and it's so cute, they're showing me a big number one, like it looks like one of those big foam finger things, you know, like it's a big number one. Uh-huh. And they're saying, remember that you are number one, and that in that your health, keep around you things that keep you physically healthy, spiritually healthy, and mentally healthy, and that from there, everything else will grow. I mean, everything. It's like that basis of health is the magic pill, if I was to give you a word, that will exponentially make everything else just be abundantly beautiful. And so that's the message for you today in this moment, and know how much we love you.
Thank you so much. That makes so much sense, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Well, I just love where everybody is tuned in and feeling the support, and we're so delighted to connect with you. There's more connections ahead. Let's head
sure.
to line one, and we'll say hi to Lana from San Francisco.
Namaste, dear one. Welcome.
Namaste. Yeah, you're back on the air. Hooray.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been following your videos since sometime last year, and I'm just enjoying seeing your journey. It's just so beautiful.
Thank you. How can we serve you today?
A mini soul reading would be very much appreciated.
Well, thank you for the honor. Thank you for asking. You know, as I stare at your energy field, Lana, it's funny, what they're showing me is the ground beneath you. And as I'm looking at your energy field, it's interesting. It's like you're sitting on a beach and you're just drawing lines in the sand. And they're saying when we draw lines in the sand, they go away with the wind. But when we create from our presence, nothing can move what has been created. And so it's really important for you right now to make sure that everything you're creating is being created from an energy that says, yes, this is what I want. That if there's any doubt in kind of the things you're putting in front of you, that it's very much like the sand creation and it's just going to blow away. So they're saying, be anchored in the truth of who you are, have no doubt, and move forward like the spiritual warrior that you are. And they're handing you, it's cute, it looks like a staff made out of crystal. And they're saying, wield this staff and everything you create will be fixed, ready, and stable. And so it is.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel. Namaste.
Oh, I love the whole visuals. Every feedback, every soul reading provides a sense of harmony that we can get pictures and glimpses of our spiritual family.
For sure.
Each walking their path. And here we are. Let's take one more caller before we talk about our cosmic brethren.
Well, you know, I was just there. It was so funny, Sri. It was like they were pinging me on the back going, tell them about us. Tell them about us. So we will. But let's take one more caller before
we do. Let's do one more. Let's head to line two and say hello to Eva from Arizona.
Namaste, Eva.
Hi, how are you?
We are delighted to say hi to you, sweetheart. How can we help you?
I'm living in Sedona, Arizona right now, and I'm leaving on Wednesday, and I would appreciate a mini soul reading, but sort of with the thought of maybe where it is that I should land and live.
Well, you know, that is the question for you, isn't it? I mean, it's so funny. The minute you said, well, yeah, I'm leaving on Wednesday, it's like, yes, you are. and that's, you know, but that's the energy around you right now. They're saying you are an explorer. And that's why you're having a hard time with this question, that you are an explorer. And as an explorer, what's important for you right now to know is that you don't have to settle on the place, but you do need to follow your passion. And they're saying that don't do this from your head, do it from your passion. Now, it's interesting. The first thing I heard was California. I'm just going to say it because I heard it. And but that's not the only place. That's all I'm going to say. But I would encourage you to go head toward California. If you're not heading there right now, make sure it's in your near future. But you are an explorer. And they're also saying that all the energies you're connecting are like a beautiful, it's like you're knitting. It's so cute. It's like they're showing me you and you've got these knitting needles and you're crazily knitting from all these places that you've been. And even you're not sure what it's going to look like when it's done.
It's like you're collecting bits of yourself.
Yep.
And you'll know when your travels are complete.
You're close. You're really, really close. But the key is to remember the journey for you, and then the landing will become evident. And so it is.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Love you both.
You're so welcome. We love you too, sweetheart. Thank you. Namaste. Well, you know, talking about explorers, how perfect is that? We've had some explorations. You know, we were teasing you a little bit about some of the things Adrian's experienced. And Shri and I want to share with you a little bit. Should we tell them about our UFO?
Well, yeah, I think so. But before we do, by way of preface.
Oh, okay.
I think it's important for all of us here to remember that this isn't the only planet in the galaxy, let alone the universe, that Earth, Gaia, is one of 12 planets of density in this area. And so many of these planets have other technologies. Many of these planets have the capacity to visit, capacity for travel. Then, of course, there are the dimensional shifts and the beings that are crossing dimensions, meaning coming in and out of visibility, because dimensions are a little bit like sound. They can all coexist in the quote-unquote same space, and yet form is understood quite differently. Now, I've either confused you or I've helped you. So
I don't know, Shri. I'm kind of sitting here going, well, maybe.
Okay. the reason I share that is, what we're going to share with you, one of the experiences we had is with an apparition that appeared and disappeared. It came forward and then it phased out and then it phased back in again. And,
you know,
and this is an example of dimension shift.
You know, and we really tried to get photos to show you, and it was interesting. It was an intelligent shift, meaning that so what happened was, Shri and I were out, you know, we have a very, you know, we have 50 acres, and the entrance of Terra Nostra is probably, I don't know, how far from the main area here?
Well, it's almost a mile down the road.
Yeah, probably a mile before, you know, even though you're on our land. So we were down on the end of the road. And it was just one of those gorgeous, gorgeous days, because we had so much happening. You know, we just had so much going on. And so since it was one of those beautifully gorgeous days, I was gazing up at the sky, because the sky was incredible. And we were just like, okay, we were just enjoying it. And Shri was actually driving. He was behind the wheel. Well, you ever have one of those where you first look at something and go, wait a minute, what is that? And I saw this thing and it was moving through. It was almost like the mountains were kind of in the distance, but it looked like it was almost skimming the mountains at first. And it was a very long cigar shape, object. And I was watching it and it was interesting because at first I was like, well, am I seeing it or not? Because it would show up, then I wouldn't see it. Then it would show up again. And finally it was visible long enough that I looked at Shree and I said, Shree, are you seeing this? I said, what is that? Because, you know, your mind wants to say, oh, it's a plane. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Well, you know, Shree is a pilot. I don't know if a lot of you know that. So he has a lot of experience with aircraft and things of that nature. And at first he couldn't even see it because you really had to go into a state of higher frequency. So I invited him to stop the car because, you know, driving, you obviously have to have some of your attention into the third dimension. So he stopped the car and I was like, Shree, watch, adjust your eyes. And so as he adjusted his eyes...
This craft was a long, narrow... It was like a rod or a long crystal, and it was above the mountains, and it was moving quite rapidly from right to left and moving behind clouds, then through clouds, in front of clouds. And when I finally... My eyes adjusted, and I began to track with it, it disappeared for a moment, and then it came back. And then as I was tracking with it more, my science brain is going, okay, boy, that thing's moving quickly. How big is it? Well, it was huge.
It was huge.
This thing is more than a mile long.
Yeah, no, that's the other thing you got to realize is that this thing was like a mile long.
So I then sent a little pulse, a little energy pulse of, hello, I love you, I'm available. And what was kind of fun about that is I got a message back saying, hello, we love you. And trust that the message was along the lines of, the invisible is just as real as the visible. Do not get attached to how form should look, and that we are planning to contact you again.
And that was so excited because even though Shree and I were not talking, we were both just, you know, kind of looking at each other, hanging out in this very sophisticated space. But the blessing was that we were able to really have the same communion because we both heard the same message at the same time. And I kept trying to take pictures. And every time I was sure I had a picture, I would look at the picture and it would not appear. And this has been really
fun. Yeah. You know, how many of you have taken photos and you've seen orbs?
Uh-huh.
You know, and yet according to the third dimensional eyeball, they're not there.
Right.
And those frequencies come and go, at least as far as our technology is able to discern them. The one thing I want to say is that we felt reassured by this. You know, so often as we travel, when I say travel, I'm talking about your spiritual path. It's a wonderful thing to get a wink from the divine. It's a wonderful thing to hear the voices of the angels, to feel the tangibility of our connections. And yes, space and time are completely fluid. And we are, you know, life is as friendly and as connected as you want it to be.
Indeed. You know, indeed. And talking about friendly and connected, we have a few more callers standing by. So let's go ahead and say
hello to another one. We're going to keep going. And we'll head to line 3 and say hi to Katie from Redding, California.
Namaste, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Well, we are delighted to say hi to you.
Well, I think I want a mini soul reading. It's like people talk about change and feeling different and like the full moon. And it's like, I wonder why I don't really feel anything. Does that mean, what does that mean? I don't know. So I thought maybe I'd do a little reading or something.
Well, thank you for asking. I'm honored, truly. And you know, I'm just smiling as you share that because there are a lot of people, you know, you're certainly not alone. There are a lot of people that are saying, hey, what's the big deal? Nothing happened. I don't feel anything. What's going on? The reality is this. Every being on the planet will have the experience as they are awake or ready to have, meaning that we are each loved so much. And when I gaze at your energy field right now, you have actually had a lot happen. There is a lot going on with you. And the word I want to use is like behind the scenes, meaning that they're saying the way for you to know what's happening is to pay attention to the energy and the experiences that are kind of going on around you right now. It's like put yourself in the middle of a circle and start gazing at all the people, experiences, and things that are happening around you. And through that, it's funny. It's like all of a sudden I see you and you're like, it's like somebody puts rocket shoes on your feet and you just go, boom, like this big liftoff, because it's like one of those, you just start laughing and going, oh, you know, it's like, but for you, it's like collect, you know, it's like gather all this information, because your liftoff has already started. You know, it's like mission control's already counting you down. And so you just need to make sure you've got enough. Yeah, it's very cool. You just need to make sure you have enough food for the journey kind of thing.
Okay.
It's all right. Happening whether you notice it or not.
Yeah, well, she's noticing.
It's happening. That's why you're on the phone.
Exactly. And so
I'm
just
really glad, because I've done so many past life regressions and so much work and clearing out old stuff. It was like, well, I think I'm ready to take off.
You're totally ready. Yeah, no, and you've already, like I said, you're already in the countdown, honey. You really are. So really, you know, if I was to give you an assignment for this week, I would say pay attention to everything that's happening to you, who's involved, what happens, when it comes in, and it's like you get to connect your own dots, and I truly see you just sitting down and laughing and going, oh my gosh, here it is. And so let it be fun.
Okay.
All right. Namaste. Well,
thank you. Namaste.
All right, thank you. Bye, honey.
Bye.
All right. Well, you know, Sri, I want to look over here and talk to Adrian and Claudia. So, you know, Adrian, I'm kind of giving you an opportunity to chat. You had a very tangible, I don't know if it was a fourth dimension or maybe it was a fifth dimensional experience, but how was that for you?
Well, I would say it was definitely a fourth dimensional experience. I was dreaming. And then I woke up from the dream thinking I'm here in the third dimension, but I was definitely in the fourth because I was visited by a spirit that was not too friendly. And it was there almost trying to test me. You know, it was trying to mess with me a little bit, trying to test if I could remember to command the light, if I really could harness that energy. And it was just there trying to instill fear, trying to make its presence known. And it was very peculiar experience. I've never had anything quite that tangible. I mean, every time you wake up from a dream, it's like you wake up and you're here. But
right.
It's like I woke up in a different dimension.
This is one of those where, and some of you have probably had this experience. This is one of these where you wake up and you know you're awake, but you can't talk. You feel almost paralyzed.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah. But I was able to move. I was able to, you know, mutter out some words. I was trying to call to my wife, Claudia, like, hey, help me. I'm not sure what's going on.
Right, right.
But it wasn't really coming out.
Yeah.
You know, and in the grip of the moment, I kind of almost forgot my practices. I forgot to invoke the masters and the angels to come forward. And this thing was kind of getting an edge on me. It was, yeah.
Well, and here's what's so fascinating. And guys, this is part of why I bet some of you have had this experience before. And this is part of why I felt it was good for Adrian to talk about it. Here at Terra Nostra Sina, the main community area is 200 years old. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, literally the walls talk, guys. And one of the things was we had some very old, kind of like lithographs, like I don't know how old they are. And one of them had been hung over Adrian's bed. And what's fascinating is that when we cleared the lithograph out of the bed, out of the bedroom and did a little work, this all left with it.
Yeah, and when I was in the grip of the experience, there definitely felt like there was a connection between that portrait and what was there happening. And I don't know, that lithogram, it just didn't fit.
Right.
It didn't fit with the energies I were trying to anchor in this place.
Well, and what I love about this experience and what I'm inviting all of you as listeners to pay attention to as far as anchoring in the fifth dimension is that if you are having experiences of the fourth dimension or you feel trapped in the third dimension, pay attention to your environment. Now, in Adrian and Claudia's case, this was very, very obvious because the only thing in that room that carried less than a fifth dimensional energy would have been this very old lithograph that we had actually moved to a couple different rooms already.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of fascinating.
It's a classic example.
And it's no longer hanging here, guys.
It's like, here's an antique. Well, I guess we should preserve it. However, remember something. Every print is a symbol.
Yep.
Now, you could have symbols that open interdimensional portals. You could have symbols that are carrying the frequency of a lesser or coarser vibration. Everything that's imprinted has an impression. So play with that notion for a moment, because the more refined your energy becomes, the more you're going to notice these coarser elements that are around you.
You know, absolutely. And the reason that we really wanted to talk about this is because how many of you are having right now dream experiences that cause you fear? Or maybe you're having these astral projected experiences like Adrian had, where you wake up and you're somewhat unable to fully function, or you're feeling a sense of, why can't I seem to anchor in the fifth dimensional space? Bear in mind that we are at the moment of great polarity. So the third is just as rich as the fifth right now. And the gift of these experiences, and I love that Adrian had this experience, is that it gave him the opportunity, and it gave you the opportunity to say, wait a minute, I am a powerful being living in the fifth dimension. I have the power to command the light.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A little reminder that within each of us is a master.
Absolutely.
Let's call it forward.
Absolutely.
And speaking of calling it forward, we're going to extend our showtime a little bit because we have callers standing by.
And we want to say hello.
And it's been a while since we have been moving and creating down here. So here we are. We're going to go to line four and say hi to Leslie from Monterey.
Namaste, Leslie. Welcome.
Namaste. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Feel our love around you.
I know we're supposed to be in the energy of the exploding ascending crown, but since the middle of August, I'm on like my third bout of very sore right throat up into my nasal and my right ear, and it just keeps so somehow I'm stuck there energetically, and just wondering if there's any ideas of what I can do to help move that and get out of that pain in my throat.
Well, thank you so much for asking. You know, as I connect with you, wow, yeah, I really feel this. Here's as I connect with you, the very first thing that came in, it was a very powerful message. It came in from Archangel Raphael, and he said, who among you, and I think the who among you means like who around you, who among you is forcing you not to be you? And that you need to really go deep with that question, and to make sure that it doesn't begin with you, but who around you is basically saying, it's not okay to totally be the truth of who you are. You are up in the ascended crown. However, your throat chakra, the truth chakra, is, it's interesting. It's wanting to close, but yet it opens. So it has this teeny tiny little opening, which is why this is more centered on the right side, because on the left side, it is pulsing up. So the question, I can't repeat this enough. Who among you is inviting you not to be you, and to really go deep and honest with that question? And it's going to be for you, it's going to be like a pop, like all of a sudden the balloon pops and you're free and this is gone.
It's a healing moment for you because this energy is of the past, and it's one that you were unconscious of that now is calling you to become conscious so that you can bring love to it and resolve it.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you called, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Namaste. Bye, honey.
Namaste.
All right, Tree. Should we take another caller?
Yes, we have time to say hello to Sophia from California on line one.
Namaste, Sophia.
Hi, Sri and Kira. Hi, thank you. I felt really good during the eclipse, which I'm thankful about, but clarity, especially about initiating changes for a new chapter of my life, still seems kind of elusive, and I would love a reading. Mini reading.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. You know, first of all, just feel us reaching out and putting our arms around you. And it's funny. It's like all the angels around you are just saying, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And what's happening for you right now is that there is, the only way I can describe it is, it's a habit of fear. And it's this habit of fear that's overlaying the clarity that is there. And so if you need to, and I'm just going to share with you exactly what they're showing me, go sit in a bathtub, fill it up, cry, and then laugh. But first, cry out the fear. It's like this fear needs water and the body needs water. And they're saying, just go cry out the fear and then start laughing and realize that you're already floating in the divine, that you are incredibly powerful, that your clarity is really sitting right next to you. And this is just a habit. This isn't real. And the minute you do that, they're telling me four, the power of four. So you might need to take four baths. I'm looking at maybe 4 weeks maximum, that you'll feel a much greater sense of restoration. And the minute you start this, it'll start coming in. So I'm very, very grateful that we got this opportunity to chat with you today. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Sri Kira. Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste, thank you. Angel. Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, it's amazing how quickly the show goes. I think we'll be able to squeeze in just one more caller before we close. But I wanted to look again at Adrian and Claudia, who are going, oh, my God, Kira, what are you going to ask us? Just wanted to ask, you know, if you had anything to share with someone about living at Terra Nostra or being in the fifth dimensional space, what would you want somebody to know?
Just to really trust your heart. I mean, truly, we live in a time now where it's time to anchor in the heart. Balanced, of course, with a sense of wisdom, absolutely. But really, it's about trust.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
For me, I'd say it's about just being home, like your soul's home, not your person's home. But it just feels right. And you can have a lot of words to say how to describe it, but there aren't sufficient words to know that you're finally home. This is home.
Thank you. You know, I love how you're describing that, because what you're really saying is that when our soul is leading, we are home. And when we let our soul lead us to the home of the planet, we discover the unified presence of our fifth dimensional being and are able to co-create.
You know, and each of us has been living compromises for so many years. We grow up in compromise. We grow up coping. We grow up picking the lesser of two evils, so to speak. And when we move to a more authentic location, when we live more authentically, we discover that, oh, lack of compromise is a good thing. I feel better.
Well, you know, the key is that, and I love, as with all of our callers, and we're going to take just one more caller, that when we allow ourselves to be free to live our truth, the universe responds and everything supports us. But it means we always have to walk through our fear, because fear is that third dimensional energy. So let's sneak in just one more caller
here. All right, we're heading to line two to say hi to Emily from Florida.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. Hello?
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was wondering if I could have a mini soul reading around a trip to Thailand that I'm going to be taking in November. I am very excited, but I have a little bit of anxiety on the traveling part, and I don't want that to get in the way of this amazing experience, you know, that I'm blessed to have.
Yeah, well, I am really grateful that you asked, and I need you to just know that it's totally going to be amazing for you in every way. The traveling, they're saying just remember to breathe. Remember, it's interesting. They're showing me like essential oils. Keep some essential oils with you and allow yourself to actually have this adventure extended through the traveling. That it's all, I mean, truly, this is meant to be for you, by the way. This is a major, major connection. And so it's going to be just fine. And just allow yourself to let it be fun as well.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Namaste, sweetheart. Now, we want to share with all of you that have joined us here in the fifth dimension today that Sri and I are truly honored to be here with you. And because we're going to be in India the entire month of October, we will not be able to have another show. However, guys, we are returning full time every week. You can count on it. Our first show is Sunday, November 8th. So that's that magical 8. You know, you take that 8, you flip it on the side, you've got the infinite. So what could be a better day than that? So
absolutely,
please make sure to join us and make a note for November 8th. And we also want to share that if you have not yet connected with our Ascension and the 7 Polarities of Free Will telecourse, please, please take this course. It is $11. It is worth every dime and more. Please take this home study. It will change your life.
And if you care to sit at your computer and send an email, you can help shape the content of the next shows. Send your questions, send your concerns to guest@sriankiraradio.com or support@selfascension.com, and just share what's on your mind, because we'll have a look at those and we will indeed be shaped and address your concerns. So we love you.
We love you. We have some really beautiful surprises coming your way in November, and we are honored to be with you. Thank you for joining us. May your heart know how much you are loved. And until we have the absolute joy of being with you again November 8th, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com and check out more information at sriankira.com. See you next week. Namaste.